a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I just want you to hear me out on this one.
All right, Abe Simpson.
I just want to talk daylight saving just for 2 seconds, okay. All right? I'll be as concise as I possibly mm-hmm. can be.
Not mm-hmm. off to a concise start.
All right. So, back in the day, I used to wear a belt, and I used to have an onion on my belt at the time, which was the
style of the time.
Apologies to everyone out there who's not a Simpsons fan. No. Daylight savings. Okay. I love it. I love daylight savings.
Okay.
I'm a fan.
Yeah, all right.
All I am proposing, putting out there, because I'm trying to be constructive and come up with solutions, not just complain about things, is that we started a little bit later in the year.
Mm.
Okay. So we went from, as we got, it got a little, the days got a little bit longer, just pre-daylight savings, waking up in the morning, heading off to work to see both of you, and it was light. Dodsy's been for a walk already with Rosie. We'd cross paths. She'd come into the house as I'm leaving. Wonderful, because it's light. Fantastic. Get things done in the morning.
Yeah.
Now we shift to daylight savings too early. Too early. Don't give me that look, Tommy. Too early. It is dark as dark out there again. Why don't we wait another month and the afternoons, evenings will still be light because we got daylight savings, but the mornings will be lighter as well. We could do it in mid-November instead of the first Sunday in October.
Okay.
Is that not a good idea? Is that not a great idea?
What about if we, every night, we shuffle the clock back an hour so you have sun in the morning and then every sort of lunchtime we go forward and
they do that in Newtown. He has gone to the
well, do you know what I think?
Public vote.
I think he's annoyed because he's had to sort of re-employ the lantern man who walks in front of lantern man coming through. He walks in front of your car.
Yeah.
Have you heard of headlights? Have you heard of streetlights?
No, it's just a different vibe in the morning when you get up and there's beautiful daylight there. Just
we wouldn't know what that is ever.
No, yeah. Because you two complain, oh, we've got to get up early in the morning.
We don't complain.
But I'm really rad because I go to the gym first and get my muscles really big. And
it
then
does
I
sound like that.
Strut into the gym, into the office.
That's exactly what I say.
Okay, so you're proposing a later daylight saving.
Mid-November.
Mid-November seems a bit...
Early November, even. Give us
okay,
another
November
month of
first.
Daylight.
No one's going to back that, mate. Everyone loves daylight savings. No one hates daylight savings. No one wants it to start later.
I don't want it to. I want it to start later, but I love daylight savings.
Yeah, all right.
Come on. I reckon we'd get some support.
No, 52232955. Let's do it. Let's open the phones. We weren't going to. We don't have time. But 52232955. Give us a call if you agree with Lingy that daylight savings should start later.
Just a month.
We'll tell you where to go. Queensland.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Olivia, are you with me on this one?
I am.
Yes.
Are you a dairy farmer?
No, I'm on Team Lingy today.
Okay.
Just today?
Well, some other days too, I guess. I would be happy if we scrapped it all together, but I'd be open to the idea. We're just getting in the groove of these lighter days. Like you said, Lingy, we can do more things, and now we're back to
dark mornings.
In the morning. Yep.
Would you like to hire Lingy's lantern man?
Lantern man coming through!
Sure, great.
Yeah, we'll get Lingy to organise that for you.
I appreciate the support, Olivia. Thank you. And there are others out there who believe this as well, Tom.
Okay, I had the idea of changing it forward at midday so we get the later evening and then back at midnight. Yeah. I mean, we could do that for the first month of daylight savings and sort of ease into it. The other thing is, once a week for the first 4 weeks of daylight savings, we can go forward 15 minutes. Would that work?
Stop it. Now you're just being ridiculous.
Oh, I'm the ridiculous
yes,
one.
Yes, you
yeah.
are.
All right.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Have you seen this, Lingy, the 2023 Nobel Prize in Physics that was announced?
No, I haven't. Tell
Very
me.
Cool. Very interesting, right? So it was awarded to a trio of scientists for this technique. And this technique is really mind-blowing. So it's Pierre Agostini, Ferenc Krauss, and Anne Le Halliar.
Wouldn't have said Krauss, mate. That's definitely not the pronunciation.
He is Krauss.
Good try with the name.
Yeah, no, Krauss. You would say it. Anyway, they've demonstrated this way to use extremely short light pulses. And hang on. I know that's like, oh, whatever, we've all been to a rave. No. Extremely short light pulses to measure the rapid processes in which electrons move or change their energy. This light is so short, our brains can just cannot comprehend.
They don't register.
Man, this is a science I can get behind.
Exactly. So, this light, think about it in this way. It's called an attosecond.
And you've lost me again.
No, no, no. Do you know what?
No, I want to know about an attosecond.
Attosecond.
The difference to a nanosecond.
What do you think an attosecond might mean?
Or one thousandth.
Is it something that feels like it takes forever?
All right. So, if you have one in a billion, so you've got 1 second, right?
Yep.
Take one of that 1 billion. So hang on.
So one billionth
of a second.
So I would
win the Nobel Prize. Okay, 1 billionth of a second, and then take one of those 1 billionth of a second time frames and make that a 1 billionth.
Oh, 1 billionth of a 1 billionth
billionth
of a second.
Of a second.
Wow, it's amazing so when you can say it more concisely.
No, it's much faster than that.
Much faster than that.
Yeah.
I was in the car today trying it.
So question with that, though.
Yeah.
Who cares?
No, and I love science. Yeah. I'm with you on this one.
Yeah.
Like they say, the brain can't register it. It's so fast, it almost like doesn't exist. Like right now, are we demonstrating a, what is it? What second?
It is an attosecond.
Attosecond. So the light right now is going at an attosecond. None of us can see it. What are they using? Are they using some sort of like magical microscope?
It's okay. So what they're using, basically, your brain can't understand it. So I'm just not gonna. But isn't that really cool?
Yeah, no, it is.
That
cool.
is so
they
cool.
They are amazing.
Something like how do you? I can't even reprogram the microwave.
A rave inside the Hadron Collider.
Oh. Wouldn't say that.
I think Hadron Collider was Darude's second album.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
What TV theme?
Realising because of the intro, Tom.
No. What TV theme? I didn't know how long I had to respond there. No, it's not. It's not the theme. What TV theme? The intro is what people love about. What TV theme?
Certainly not Loggy's dominance
of the
game.
What TV theme?
Damn.
Could you stop talking?
What TV theme?
And if you're going to talk, make sure it's not when he is saying...
What TV theme?
Something.
I tried my best.
Well... You've started strong, Loggy. it does what it says on the tin. It is the most polarising game that we have. I play little bits of TV theme songs. These guys have to tell me what shows they come from.
Any truth to the rumour that you and Will from the newsroom, who was subbing in for me last week, couldn't get the show Neighbours?
No, I got that straight away.
Well,
Will.
Straight away is a strong sort of...
Well, when it started term. Singing Neighbours...
Well, that's what worries me.
Yeah, there was still a count of 3, 4, and then it was like, oh, Lingy. All right, so your names are your buzzers. Can we have a test, please?
Lingy.
Loggy.
Okay, well, with a little bit more passion, please.
Loggy!
No, whoa. Man, sorry, everybody. I apologise for my friend.
Yes.
Just trying to go about your day.
Sorry.
In the car, probably.
No, I know. That
as you
is
were,
so annoying.
As you were driving along,
I'd be so peed
that
off.
That wasn't a screeching of brakes. That was a screeching banshee.
Excuse me, I'm a swamp hag. Thank you.
Oh, and there's the brakes. It's the handbrake on the whole bloody show.
All right,
here we go.
Right.
Tell me, what TV show is this?
Loggy. Lingy, you suck so bad. This is such a good song. Ready? I've got it, but. Okay.
No, you go and prove how smart you are.
Come on, feel it. We're painting a picture.
I bet we've been together for a million years.
Now your part.
I bet we've been together
for a million years.
in love.
Like the Golden Girls or something.
Oh, like you suck, man.
What?
Okay, Michael J. Fox got his big break on this show.
Ah, Family Ties. Oh, what a show. What would we do, baby?
Doesn't scream childhood, then I don't know what
else. Punch dart in the kitchen.
Yeah. What happened to teeny others?
So the point of this game that we play isn't to both of you to ridicule me.
It's
a competition. There's a point for you, Loggy, even though you never answered.
Oh, God. Okay. Geez, do we need to go on?
Yes,
I think
that's... we do. Come on.
All right, well done, Loggy. Okay, here we go. Question number two. Tell us, what TV theme is this?
Not so smart now, are you?
Go on.
Water Rats?
Yes! Oh. What a get! What a get!
In your face!
Ridiculous!
Doesn't this one screams Aussie TV in the 90s, doesn't it?
So does. What were you saying again, Lee?
Okay.
What did you say?
Okay.
No, I want you to say it again to my face.
I said there is categorical proof you did not have a life when you were a child.
No.
That's what I said.
You think you're safe?
Wow, good get, man. Seriously.
Thank you, Tom. You're the real winner.
I hate it as much as Lingy does, but that was really impressive. All right,
It's my brain, not me.
Two zip.
Let's keep going.
We're going to waste them, but you go so hard on all the TV themes, I've won.
All right, give me a little chance.
All right, here we go. What TV theme is this?
What? You do not know this.
Yeah, it's Ab Fab.
Yeah, absolutely. Fab. Oh.
Get alive!
Cancel my yoga, cancel my breast implants, cancel this, cancel that. I love Ab Fab.
I was watching Joanna Lumsley on TV last night. I was like, yeah, okay. Ab Fab, great show. All right,
That's a clean sweep. You're ruining the game.
I don't know. That one was a bit of fun.
I didn't mind that. We enjoyed it.
That's for you, Lingy. That's for you, Loggy. Well done. What TV theme returns next week?
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Little NBA chat.
Ah, yes, Log.
If you get to talk about science, I get to talk about NBA.
Yeah, but see the difference? Then I'm like, yes, Tom, I would love that.
No, you did not say that.
You went, and also, I have the buttons.
So, I do like the NBA, so...
Yeah.
You need a borometer over on your side of the desk.
I do.
This is a fun one, though, for even you, and you will like it, but this is a fun one for people who aren't into NBA, right?
Good.
So just quickly, the NBA season is less than 3 weeks away.
Yeah, it is.
24th of October. It starts.
Amazing.
Which is exciting. So at the moment, they're doing their media week, where all the players converge on sort of their... sort of base camp, their home stadiums or whatever, their training venues, and they do media, they do like press conferences, they get all of their season photos taken.
Oh, cute.
And get ready for, it's like a season launch kind of thing.
Yeah, nice. Yep.
And it's a big week of it, and every team does it. And so lots comes out of it in terms of footage and quotes. Yeah,
content
and stuff.
And backstories.
Drama.
Trades, all that. Yep.
And new players that have been traded are seen for the first time in their new uniforms, that kind of thing. So as we spoke about last week while Log was away, Damian Lillard has appeared in Milwaukee after being traded from Portland. He's walked into the thing with his two kids, carrying his two kids. And so immediately people are like, nah, he's not happy about this trade. Look how grumpy he looks. He's just got two little kids, mate. Anyway, Jimmy Butler plays for the Miami Heat. He's a notorious hard man.
Yes. Fierce competitor.
Hustles like you wouldn't believe.
Star.
Yeah, and he is. He's an amazing star who will carry his team, right? And he's a bit of a jokester as well. He's a very funny guy, right?
Yeah.
And he's done a press conference this week. So last year, just so you know, last year he rocked up to this week, preseason, with like massive long dreads.
Yeah.
And he's never had that hair before. Traditionally, a sort of a short back and sides or cornrows or something along those lines, right? But he rocked up with his huge dreads because he knew that this is when the photos are taken. So for the whole season, anytime a thumbnail of him comes up or like a picture,
they're
doing stats or whatever, ESPN, whoever, they have him with dreadlocks, even though that's not what he looks like.
Yeah.
I like it.
He's bloody done it again.
Has he?
Yeah.
What's he going
And this
with?
One is this one is going to speak particularly to you and I, Log.
Okay.
So he's rocked up with a particular look. And let's just say, look, he's got straightened hair and it's kind of long. It's below his ears and there's a big swoosh over one eye. So you can only see one of his eyes.
So that, am I describing it right if I say it's the Karen cut?
No, kind of.
It's kind of like
it doesn't go up at the back though.
It's
like
go up the same, back.
Yeah,
right,
it's like
so
a bob.
A little bob.
But it goes, but it swooshes right over his
side fringe.
So you can only sort of see half of his face.
Just googled him. Come over here, Lee.
Is it like grey?
He's got a bit of grey through it, but he's also got an eyebrow piercing. He's got his nose pierced 2 times. He's got his lips pierced 2 times.
He looks gorgeous.
And so at the start of his press conference, the reporters asked him, now the audio's not great, so you're just going to have to be quiet while I play this. They asked him, what's with the look?
No, I'm emo.
He goes, nah, I'm emo. Leave me alone.
Oh, bless him.
So at the press conference, he's wearing his Miami Heat jersey, but what you see when he's walking into the training facility and he's all in black, he's got skulls on him, and he is in his emo phase, and it is amazing. I'm here for us.
Yes. Who knew that Fall Out Boy coming out again could rock the world so much?
Yeah, so Jimmy Butler, now for the rest of the season, will have this like swoosh fringe, emo fringe and eyebrow piercing, all these pieces.
Because tonight will be the night that I will basketball for you.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I had to laugh on Sunday at just the way family members are able to get under each other's skin. Just to irritate them a little bit, but always with a bit of a smile. Nick Dacos was being interviewed by Alicia Mewling on Channel 9, live on air, and Josh Dacos, amidst the celebrations, has just wandered over. He's like, hey, can you get a photo with this person? And Nick's just like, mate, I'm on air. Like, what are you doing? Josh, still oblivious, like, what now? And then you just see that little bit of brotherly tension there, which made me laugh. So it got us asking the question, stupid family feuds. Logs, your one was hilarious.
I could give you years worth of content, honestly. Me and 3 siblings growing up in the one house, we just had a fight over which TV show we were going to watch, and then one of us grabs a remote, and I just stood in front of the sensor for 2 hours.
2 hours.
Oh, man, commitment. A Taurus, I can sit there all day.
That's brilliant. So we've asked the question, what are those silly, fun, kind of stupid family feuds that you've just got under each other's skin a little bit? Nunny's in Norlane. Nunny, what have you done? What's happened?
When we were younger, the brother and I used to play wrestling, you know, WWF on the Nintendo 64. And we used to always play tag team. And I'd get really mad at him if he didn't tag me in when I told him.
So what would you do?
I get furious and then I beat him up.
Okay.
Yeah, so the wrestling happened outside of the digital world.
Left the game and went to real life. Dave in Leopold, what's your family feud, your silly family feud?
Yeah, a classic one that I'm sure plenty of family members got involved with. I had the older brother, though, so he normally got it over me. But you'd be racing. Dad wouldn't be in the car, so the front seat would be empty.
Yeah.
And shoddy the front seat. And, that didn't matter if you shoddied the front seat or not. It was still a battle at the car just to make sure whoever got the front seat won.
Yeah, it's whoever gets there first.
Just jam fingers in the door as you're trying to slam it on them.
It's a hollow shotgun, isn't it?
We've got another Dave, Tommy, online at the moment.
Doc and Dave.
Yes.
It's Dave from Ocean Grove. Morning, mate.
Morning, guys. How are you all?
Good. What's the family feud for you?
Well, this was the most heated argument I've ever had with my wife, and it was all about Kermit the Frog.
Okay.
She basically said he was a string puppet, and I said it was a gloved puppet.
Okay.
And then she started Googling pictures of Kermit the Frog riding a bike and things like that. And I'm saying, but that's Photoshop. That's not a prop. And he said, no, it is. Anyway, it led to, like, plates being thrown and I'm storming out of the house. But obviously, I had to come back with flowers and apologise.
Oh, my God. crazy.
I'm sorry, I need to know. What was the final answer? What sort of puppet?
Well, you know what it is. You do what every man does. You just give in, don't you? You just
okay.
No matter what's happened, you apologise and you say, yeah, you're right.
All right, so string puppet it is then. Interesting. Okay, let's wrap it up. Danny in Highton, tell us about your silly family feud.
Okay, before I start, I'm pretty sure I'm going to get disowned for this. But two of my sons, so my youngest one was, he's supposed to empty the kitty litter and he was playing his Xbox, neglected to do it for a little bit too long. My oldest son decided to go and actually have a poo in the kitty litter and then ran out the door, jumped in his car and drove off. So my youngest son was absolutely mortified. He'd come running out to the lounge room, Mom, he pooed in the kitty litter. And I didn't believe him, but he did. But, yeah, I've got millions of stories about this kid. It's an animal. He actually weed on his mate through the rain, through, you know, the shower exhaust fan. He climbed up in the roof. And ours was missing, and he actually weed on his mate while his mate was in the shower.
Oh, yeah. And now he's in jail.
Tom, Lingy and Lockie. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955, weekday mornings from 6.